For WMUK News, I'm Arlene McMichael. This week, we replay some of our most interesting stories from 2018. Today, we hear from a man believed to be a great-grandson of the late President Thomas Jefferson and enslaved woman Sally Hemings. I interviewed Shannon Lanier by telephone from his home in New York City, where he's a TV journalist. The interview originally aired on February 19, 2018, in advance of a talk he was giving in Kalamazoo. What is your exact relationship to President Thomas Jefferson?
Well, Thomas Jefferson is my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
And I'm sure that people would wonder, okay, has this been authenticated?
Yeah, it's basically what the historians and the lawyers and the doctors and everybody has done to prove that Jefferson is the father. They took all the oral history, all the known facts been written down, because Jefferson took very detailed notes, as well as the DNA tests that were done to prove Jefferson was the father of the children. And I'm a descendant through the Madison-Hemings line, which is the second to last born to Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings.
You co-authored a book, I believe it was released in 2002, called Jefferson's Children, The Story of One American Family.
So my co-author Jane Feldman and I were able to travel around the country interviewing descendants of Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings, four generations of descendants from Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings, as well as Thomas Jefferson and his wife Martha. So we wanted to get all sides of the stories and perspectives of how people descend from this American president. And we were able to talk to over 24 people and get intimate and in-depth interviews with these people in our book for people to read for the first time the voices of the actual descendants.
Was it easy to get their cooperation?
Yes. For so many years, their stories have been told by other people or from other people's perspectives. So I think that a lot of people were happy and felt a little vindicated that they were actually able to tell their own story and how they relate. I mean, you hear everything from people who grew up black but looked white and how they never were white enough for the white community, never black enough for the black community. Other people who talked about finding out that they are related to Sally Hemings' side of the family after growing up their entire life thinking that they were white. And then all of a sudden, like, well, you're not who you thought you were. And you know how that relates to their life and upbringing and culture shock for them. And then other people who were raised as racist because their family was hiding. Because remember, if someone found out you were passing or trying to trick or lie to them, they could put threats on your life, on your family's life. So a lot was done to preserve people's passing and our families in our country because they had to protect themselves.
Another topic that I'd like to address, it may be somewhat indelicate, but given kind of the Me Too movement going on, I think there's heightened sensitivity in terms of a woman being able to have ownership of her body. Clearly, Sally Hemings was a slave. And so what have you come to believe to be the nature of the relationship between Sally Hemings and President Jefferson?
I think if you ask the people in my family, you will get varying opinions from everyone. Of course, I would love to imagine it as a loving relationship because who really wants to imagine their great-great-great-great-great-grandmother being raped for 38 years? You know, sometimes people would like it to be a love relationship, which some historians have said makes their relationship different from other slave-slave-master relationships. But anyway, at the same time, she was a slave. So regardless of what she wanted, he had control over the situation. And the fact that, you know, that she was property and he could do what he wanted with her at any moment at any time was also the reality of the situation. So maybe it was a relationship of convenience. Maybe it was like, well, you know, it's going to happen anyway. So maybe Sally said, let me get out of it what I can get out of it. Or let me go along with it just because, you know, it's going to happen. So, you know, I doubt he asked permission, but, you know, I don't know. I was not there, but it is documented that, you know, after his wife, Martha, died in childbirth, that, you know, he began his 38-year-long relationship with Sally Hemings, he should be held accountable for his actions as well. People like to give him a pass because he was a president, but he was a slave-owning president, and arguably a rapist.
I'm sorry, arguably a racist or a rapist?
Rapist. Maybe that term didn't exist at the time, but it surely exists now.
Have you always known that you were a descendant of President Jefferson? Was this something that was always discussed?
Yeah, ever since I can remember, my parents and my mother especially would tell me, yeah, we're descendants of Thomas Jefferson. But it was no big deal growing up. It was just like, oh, one of those things, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I remember even going to school and telling the kids in my class that I was a descendant of Thomas Jefferson. The teacher said I was lying, to sit down and stop telling lies. And then my mother had to come and correct the teacher, like, no, he's not lying. This is who he is. You know, she taught my brother and I to be strong in the belief of who we are.
You can hear the full interview with Shannon Lanier online at WMUK.org. For WMUK News, I'm Arlene McMichael.